explain the criteria for privacy commissioner for personal data to issue cessation notices as raised by Ms. Sassine last Friday. With the enactment of Personal Data Privacy Amendment Ordinance 2021, a new regulatory regime empowered the privacy commissioner to serve a cessation notice to request the removal of doxing messages if the commissioner has reasonable grounds to believe that, first, there has been an unlawful disclosure of personal data of a data subject without consent. Second, the discloser has an intent or is being reckless as to the causing of any specified harm to the data subject or any family member of the data subject by that disclosure. And third, the data subject is a Hong Kong resident or is present in Hong Kong when the disclosure is made. For the first two criteria, they are the essential elements, i.e. actus reus and mens rea of crime for the new doxing offence. It is clear that the criteria for the commissioner to send out a cessation notice are clearly set out in the applicable law. The legislative intent for empowering the commissioner to issue a cessation notice is to remove doxing messages from, say, the social media platforms. In the words of the Honorable Mr. Justice Russell Coleman of the Court of First Instance, the impact of doxing on victims is severe and long-lasting. It is important, therefore, to remove doxing messages expeditiously, as they may be forwarded or reposted in seconds by netizens. It is noteworthy that an appeal mechanism is available for any person on whom a cessation notice is served and any other person who is affected by the notice. They may lodge an appeal to the Administrative Appeals Board within 14 days after the date on which a cessation notice is served. Finally, I would like to point out that the ordinance has already achieved a reasonable balance between protection of privacy and freedom of speech, and that the general public's basic rights and freedom, as enshrined under the Basic Law and the Hong Kong Bill of Rights Ordinance, including freedom of speech, flow of information, lawful news activities, etc., remain intact. Regarding Ms. Sassine's question on Leave Home Safe app, the Leave Home Safe app does not require registration of any personal information, nor have any tracking function. The app only captures the venue check-in, check-out date and time, and all these visit records are encrypted and stored within the mobile app inside the mobile phone of the users. These visit records would not be transferred outside the mobile app to any government system without the official request of the Center for Health Protection and the explicit consent and action of the users. The visit records will be automatically erased after 31 days. And only in the unfortunate event that the user got infected, would the visit records be required under the Prevention and Control of Disease Disclosure of Information Regulation to be uploaded together with other relevant personal data of the user, example name and telephone number, to facilitate the Center for Health Protection in the epidemiological investigations and close contact tracing. The mobile app would issue exposure notifications to alert users who had visited the same venue with COVID-19 infected persons at around the same time. All the comparison and exposure notification processes are performed within the mobile app with no personal data involved. The comparison result and exposure notification would not be transferred outside the mobile app. Thank you.
Madam Chairperson, that's the end of our response.